We're now joined by Victoria Harbert, Club World producer, who joins us to chat about their concert in partnership with the Australian Chamber Orchestra tonight. Good morning, Victoria, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
That's okay. So tell us a bit about this concert tonight. What's it all about?
We have been working with the ACO for nearly a year, working on arrangements and for some original works by the Club World musicians, by nine of them.
Can you tell us a bit who are Club World first, shall we?
Oh, sorry. Club World is a program run out of Arts and Cultural Exchange in Parramatta, and it's a program that's been running for 10 years that is for neurodiverse musicians. So we support musicians to create new music, record, release and distribute it, and also run other professional development projects such as this big one with the Australian Chamber Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. And what is the goal that Club World program in conjunction with the Arts and Cultural Exchange and the Australian Chamber Orchestra?
Well, the goal is to present this music by marginalised artists on main stage and for people to come to terms with the fact that people with disability also have talent as well. And this is our way of integrating them into main stage performance work. And also it's about the orchestra working, getting to know people with disability, musicians with disability, and working with them alongside them.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges that that these performers might face?
Well, that
by the sounds of that, too many to tell
well,
me. Is
no.
that right? That sigh.
A lot around logistics. Most of the musicians we work with have autism plus other complex cognitive disorders, ranging from, you know, they have autism with Down syndrome, autism with anxiety, depression, bipolar. So there's a whole lot of combinations going on. So these artists have incredible talent with their music but are not able to act on their own behalf in terms of professional development.
Mm-hmm. Will all of them turn up?
Sense?
Yeah. Will they all turn up on the night?
Oh, God, I hope so. Yes, they will. They will, because they have support workers. So most of the musicians for tonight's performance will arrive with support workers and will be supported throughout the tech run into and then into the show and afterwards. So yes, they are supported to so they can deliver their talent.
Right. Well, I imagine that you know, performing with you know, the Australian Chamber Orchestra would be quite a daunting task for anybody, let alone if you've got some kind of anxiety issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good on them for giving it a crack, I say.
Oh yeah, it's going to be really good. I mean, we run the studio program 24 weeks a year, so they've been rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing and then rehearsing with the chamber orchestra. And it's not only a chamber orchestra tonight, we have brass, woodwinds, rhythm and backing vocalists as well, so it's big.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And it's all sorts of music across all sorts of genres. They don't all play the same sort of music.
Okay, and can you give us like a little teaser into what they might be playing tonight? Or not, doesn't matter.
Well, Adoni, who is one of your Soundpiff hosts, occasionally.
Yes.
He's performing tonight. He's performing his new release, Please Feel Free to Panic, with the orchestra, which is incredible. The strings just going for it with that electronic music sounds great.
Oh, wow. Well, you should have mentioned him in the first place. Who else have you got there that we might know?
We've got Nina Gotsis. I don't know. I think her music's been played on 2SER. She plays with Sam Warrod, and tonight she'll be playing with Richie Lewis as well. They're a little trio called Nina Gotsis Band. One thing I should say that everyone should understand is this is all original music tonight.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Not covers.
Okay, good.
This is music written by the Club World musicians.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic.
So I was at a rehearsal and someone said to me, whose song is this? I said, hers. You know?
Yes, of course. Yes. And so if, you know, if there was some talented people who needed to join your group, is it, you know, invitation only, or do they have to audition? How do you actually accept people into Club World?
It's not so much a matter of auditioning, but it's a matter of our capacity to take people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're a very small program, and of course funding for a program like this is difficult, and so we can't really expand very much beyond where we are at the moment. We're working with 20 musicians, some on site in the studio, some online, and some the facilitators go to their homes. And that's probably our capacity at the moment. But it's always a good idea to get in touch with us and tell us who you are and what sort of music you like, and maybe send an example. Doesn't have to be professional recording, just so that we can... things change very quickly, and so it's always good to be on our radar.
That's right. Yeah. And that's Club World with WELD.
It is, yeah.
And it's just clubworld.com.au or something like that?
Not at the moment. We do have a website coming, but it's if you contact info@aceinc.org.au.
Okay. info@aceinc.org.au. Okay.
.au. Yeah, okay, that'll get to me.
Okay, and whereabouts is the performance happening tonight and what time?
It's happening at the ACO's beautiful venue on Pier 2 and 3 down in Walsh Bay.
Okay, and tickets are still available?
It's pretty full.
Oh, it's pretty full? Okay.
Yeah, it's worth a try, yes.
Okay, rightio. So thank you very much, Victoria, for coming
on
today.
Thank you.
And good luck with tonight's show. I hope everyone shows up.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye. That was Victoria Harbert, from the producer of Club World. And ACO tonight, if you are interested in some original music from neurodiverse people. So...